Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And very quickly, just want to let you know, again, Dr. Navarro's book, and you can go to Peter Navarro, N-A-V-A-R-R-O, PeterNavarro.com. In Trump Time is the name of that book, In Trump Time. And he goes through a number of things behind the scenes, including breaking down for you exactly how the vote was stolen. So very much encourage you to get that book. You can get it at Amazon as well. I hate supporting Amazon, but if you use Smile Amazon, put in Faith Harvest Church. Smile Amazon, Faith Harvest Church, and you'll support what we're doing here and our ministry to India. Be sure and check that out. And change your mobile phone carrier. Do it today. PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. That's 972 Patriot is the number to call. 972 Patriot. Use the code CHOSEN for a free activation and support the only Christian conservative cell phone network in America. And folks, we've got to make that choice. My next guest made a choice, and that choice was to stand up against illegal immigration. She is a part of Latinos for America First, lest somebody should say, you're a racist. Of course, they call Winsome Sears a white supremacist. So, I mean, the left is just deranged, ladies and gentlemen. The progressives are just, there's a derangement spirit that we've got to pray against. I want to welcome my next guest. She's the founder of Texans Against Illegal Immigration, Sheena Rodriguez. Sheena, welcome. So good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
It is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. Let me ask you, let's begin just kind of talking a little bit about what caused you to say, okay, somebody's got to step up to the plate. And, you know, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward tag, Texans against illegal immigration, and an important one. I'm a Texan, and I'm against illegal immigration. Talk to me, Sheena, a little bit about how you began this group.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So actually, it started really earlier this year. I became a citizen advocate with True Texas Project, which is one of the original Tea Parties down here in Texas, and learned a lot about the legislative process in Austin and started getting active in that. And then God literally said, go to the border. And prior to that, even though I've lived in Texas for over 20 years now, I'd never been further south than San Antonio. So I was extremely nervous. I didn't know what to expect. And the moment that I stepped out of the car in Laredo, I saw about 60 military-aged men crossing to one Border Patrol agent right in front of me. And it's been a whirlwind since then, since that moment that agent turned around, didn't know me from anywhere, and said, we're being invaded. I need help. And that was very eye-opening. So it's been a whirlwind since then. And what we ended up doing was taking the political activism that I learned through True Texas Project and applying it to try to fill in the gaps, because I saw this huge disconnect. I had been everywhere from McAllen to Del Rio on the banks and talking to people, regular Texans, Border Patrol, DPS, like so much. I learned so much. And started trying to fill in that gap, and then I was blessed with some of my sisters and fellow sisters in Christ, Lily and Rosalie, and other people, other volunteers that have jumped on board with to help make Texans Against Illegal Immigration what it is today. My co-founder Lily is also a legal immigrant from Argentina, and one of my other volunteers, Jackie, she's from Panama, another legal immigrant. And so it truly is a blessing to be able to do this and have the different approach as a mother, as legal immigrants, and trying to combat this and trying to fill in those gaps where we can, in that disconnect between the border and Austin.
I'm going to circle back around to the legal immigrant thing because that's an important point that we want to make this morning. But I wanted, there was something else that you were talking about relative to your involvement, the political side of this with the True Texas Project and what you learned there and then how you took those tools and applied them. I have been encouraging for almost 10 years now here on Chosen Generation Radio, and really it, you know, for me, this program began when I was already involved in being a political activist and organizing people and bringing groups together and trying to unify, because one of the problems that we have on the conservative side of all this is everybody's building a fiefdom, and there's a lot of egos involved, and people don't come together. And if we don't start, you know, coming together and unifying, it doesn't matter what name you fly under, keep your name and promote your name, esteem each other greater than themselves or greater than yourself, but we still have to come together and unify and figure out how each one of us can help the other to succeed in our missions. You've got a mission here, but talk to me, what are my listeners going to be able to take away? What steps are there? Is it a three-step, a four-step, a five-step? What steps can they start doing today that you would say to them, start here, take this step, take this step, take this step, take this step? What are two or three or four of those that they could do right now?
I mean, my goodness. Find a way to get active and engaged and involved. Go beyond just waving a flag and holding a sign. You know, it's so important. Everybody right now feels the pressure. We feel the urgency, right? And you know, when I started going into to our Capitol and started seeing firsthand the good old boy system, I don't know how else to put that. I mean, my goodness,
that's
they think
the rhinos.
The swamp is bad.
Yeah, they think the
swamp is bad. Austin is, whoa, yeah. You know, there's a whole different. So, you know, I just started going. You know, it's just like when God said, go to the border, you just go. And you find God will send you people that you will learn from. You will begin to very quickly learn how these things work. It's just amazing, honestly, when you things you see.
I'm losing you. Like, I'm losing you. Go ahead. Say again.
Oh, God will just rally people around you, you know, and just guide you along the way, and you'll learn very quickly. I pick things up very quickly, and I'm around seasoned people. You know, like I said, that the from original Tea Party over there with True Texas Project, you know, Bianca Gracia with Latinos for America First, and Maria Miller. You know, I've been blessed to be able to surround myself with people who know what they're doing, and I learn quickly, and everyone else can do the same thing. You know, I started taking the letters, for example, and started typing them up, you know, with some of the action items and the things that were needed down there at the border. These are things I was getting straight from law enforcement, from district attorneys. And because what I started seeing, you know, going to these border rally events, well, people would see the issue, you know, everybody was living it.
Right.
But then, like, you need a solution, right?
Right.
How do you get active? How do you get involved? Mm-hmm. How do you actually take this information and turn it into action items? It has to be about action. And just started filling in those gaps. We started going around all over our great state of Texas, collecting these letters and then hand delivering them into the state representatives, state senators' offices. Right now, we're currently trying to put the pressure on Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Patrick to call for that fourth special session with border security on the call, because there are things, a large amount of things, that can be done on the state level.
Yes.
To secure our borders. You know, we are where we are right now because of the failures of both parties for generations. And it's past time, and in the meantime, it's the people, it's the illegals that are coming over that are being exploited and hurt. It's the Texans that are that are having.
Hold right there, because I focus on that a lot, is trying to get people to understand that the people that are coming across illegally, become exploited, become victims. Mark Morgan, the former chief of Border Patrol, and I have talked about this quite a bit on the program. These people come across, they get through illegally, they get into a neighborhood, and now they become victims of the gangs, victims of the criminals. Their daughters get turned into prostitutes, their sons get turned into mules, they get threatened with either death or exposure, and they have nowhere to turn. They're in a worse position in those neighborhoods than they were even when they of the country they came out of, because of the fact that they literally cannot go to a law enforcement agent to try to stop what's happening to them, and they don't know that that's going to happen. They don't get it. They don't realize it until they're in the middle of that neighborhood. And it's not just them. It's their neighbor. It's the person that's keeping them hidden, that can't say anything, that then also becomes a victim. It's an entire community that is then dramatically impacted, which is a lot of the reason why Latino legal immigrants, those that are here legally, are pushing back against the illegal immigration coming into their neighborhoods, because they know that what comes with that is the cartels and the dealers and the prostitution and the child sex trafficking and all these horrific things. And nobody wants to talk about that, Sheena.
Yeah, and that, and honestly, that is the main reason why I'm so passionate about this, is because, you know, sex trafficking is not, it's real. It's not, yes, a conspiracy theory. And as a matter of fact, the DFW area, which is where I am from and where I'm currently living, is now number one for sex trafficking. And, you know, it's already a horrific situation,
yeah,
that now, you know, anyone who has ever been involved in trying to combat sex trafficking knows that the border has always been on the forefront of this battle,
yeah,
and now with these wide open borders, I there is nothing humanitarian about
nothing.
Open borders.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
You know, you've got the sex,
yeah,
trafficking, the drugs, the cartel, the guns, and every town literally is a border town. There's no escaping this. So we have to stand up and try to do what we can to stop this horrific modern day slavery.
No doubt. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in.
He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak but strong, not silent but bold, and not fearful but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, I'm very excited again to have with me. She is the founder of Texans Against Illegal Immigration, and I know it's a mouthful. Well, it's just like ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's a mouthful, too, but you know what? You can find it. Texans Against Illegal Immigration.com. Texans Against Illegal Immigration.com. That's immigration with two M's. I know. But I had to remind myself, so I might as well remind you. There you go. Sheena Rodriguez is with us. So, Sheena, we talked about the steps you can take. Get involved. Find a group near you. Connect with like-minded people. Go when they ask you to go, right? And every little bit helps. Small efforts, small steps have big results, and it's important. Now I want to shift over, because you talked also about Louie and about Jackie, about Rosalie, but Louie being from Argentina, Jackie being from Panama, both of them being legal immigrants, because that's the other pushback. Oh, well, you guys are just against immigration, and you guys and all that nonsense that they say, and I'm sure you've heard it. Talk to me about why it's important that people come legally.
Well, there's a few reasons, right, of why that's so important. But, you know, number one, to stop the exploitation. You know, when they go through legally, you don't have to go through the cartel. You don't have to go through the Darien Gap. You don't have to, you know, and it's safer that way for the immigrants themselves. This country was founded on immigrants, mm-hmm. right? And we are where we are because of immigrants. We are not against immigration. We are against illegal immigration. And then, you know, some of the most angry and hurt people are legal immigrants. Why? Because they go through this process. They go through this process. They pay their taxes. They are here, you know, being a productive part of the community. They understand, most of them, like Lily, they come from socialist or communist countries. They love this country. They know more about our country than most Americans do. You know, they spend thousands upon thousands of their own money, you know, going through the legal way. And every single time, you know, my sister and my sister-in-law, my brother also own an immigration law firm. And I've seen it firsthand, right? So, you know, they go through this process, and the same thing that happened under Obama is happening currently right now, where it is the legal immigrants who are going through the correct way who get pushed back every single time. Mm-hmm. And the flood of the illegal immigrants are coming in, you know, and receiving everything, and it's done with the quickness. They receive, you know, they get amnesty, and it's infuriating. And then, of course, it's the safety issue, right? You know, President Trump was mocked and ruled, ridiculed, and called a racist and a bigot, saying that, you know, that these people are rapists and things that he's not saying everyone is. But the reality is, if people knew what was flooding over our borders right now, they would be terrified, and they should be. And it's because there is no vetting process. The vast majority, you know, of the people coming over aren't even, Border Patrol, by their own admission, say that they only catch about 20% of what's currently coming over. That's terrifying. And you have a lot of people, a lot of places where the illegals that are not wanting to get caught are coming through. So these are the ones that are actively going through the very rural communities with carpeted poles, you know, because they don't want to be tracked. These are your drug runners, your sex trafficking, you know, the terrorists. I mean, it's true. And so that's another huge important part. It is national security. It's a national security issue. So there's a lot of different reasons as why legal immigration and legal immigrants are some of the most upset by these kind of open border policies.
Well, and sadly, as you said, I mean, you know, people talk about, oh, well, there's, you know, long lines, and I don't want to have to wait, and I don't want to go through that process, and it's so difficult, and it's so challenging. But a lot of the difficulty, a lot of the challenges, a lot of the long lines have been the result of open border policies that really we have been battling since the 1960s. A lot of people don't realize Cesar Chavez was not working for immigrants. He wasn't a help. He was actually working for the unions against a process that worked. There was a process in place that allowed people to be able to legally come over and work our crops, work our fields. My in-laws traveled all over the country working crops until my father-in-law got hired by the state of Texas and went to work in the Department of Transportation for about 25 years. But prior to that, they traveled all over the country. And they worked, and there were people who came up during the season and traveled legally with documents, with papers, until Cesar Chavez and the union shut that down.
Yeah, and, you know, my husband is a first-generation Mexican-American. You know, the Latino community is conservative by nature, and they are hard. We are hard workers. My husband works two jobs, you know, and goes to school. We are hard workers. Like, again, there's nothing, we are not against immigration. It's you have to do it the legal way. You know, there are laws for a reason, and it's to protect the immigrants, and it's to protect Americans, and to protect Texans. It has to be the legal way. It has to be.
I was just going to look up top 10 immigration friendly countries. This ought to be interesting to see what they have to say about that. Okay, look at this. No, hey, listen. Okay, so this is interesting. This is by IMMI Group, ME Group, November 2019. Top 10, updated in 2019, immigration-friendly countries. Guess who's number one?
The United States, I'm willing to bet.
Absolutely. The United States of America is listed by an impartial, nonpartisan entity as the number one most friendly immigration country in the world. We take in more legal immigrants every year than any other country in the world. What's broke about our system right now is not our immigration system, the legal system. What's broke is this open border nonsense that puts these people and legal immigrants at risk and puts the people trying to come in legally at the end of the line. Sheena, God bless you. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. Texans Against illegalimmigration.com is the website. Texans Against illegalimmigration.com. Get over there. They'll tell you how you can get engaged and involved in this process and save lives. God bless you, Sheena. I got to run. We'll be back. Hour number two.
Joseph Wood was an adult, fully grown, before he found out he was a foundling.
Foundling? What is that? You were found. You were abandoned. Man, what could have been so bad that I was left out in the streets?
We'll hear about God's plan for a little baby who had been abandoned by his mother this week on Family Life Today with Dave and Ann Wilson.